We've been hearing the drumbeat of reports. More young families with children are in poverty than ever on record. 2 in 5 black children are poor. The number of people overall living below the poverty line was the highest in the 52 years of record keeping. Food banks, originally created to serve a short-term emergency need, are now feeding people regularly. The Census Bureau found that 1 in 8 U.S. households needed government help to put food on the table in 2010, a 16% increase. As Bloomberg News put it, Americans flipped more burgers, rented more homes, used less expensive heating fuel, and asked for more government help last year. What will all this mean? Harvard economics professor Larry Katz says that we may be facing a lost decade. He's the former chief labor economist for Bill Clinton, and he joins us in the studio to explain that. Please do, Professor. Lost decade. What do you mean?
Well, I think we've actually already experienced the lost decade in the sense that we think of every generation of Americans as having the aspiration in the past always doing better than their parents in the previous generation. And in fact, today, these latest numbers in 2010, for example, show family incomes for the typical household were lower than they were in the late 1990s. So we've gone 15 years without any income growth. And what that means, the fear is that going forward, this lost decade will translate into a lost generation of young people who don't get a start in the labor market. Almost a third of growth of income in the lifetime happens in the first 5 or 6 years in the labor market. If we have another several years of a weak labor market, which seems almost certain, many young people will not get the types of jobs they need to enter professions and do well for their kids.
I want to underscore that. What you just said, more than a third of what you're going to make ultimately is sort of determined by what you make in the first few years?
Yeah. So typically, a 45-year-old earns much more than a 25-year-old. And people move into the things they do in their long-run career, a huge amount of that happens in the first several years in the labor market where earnings grow 10-20%. And this very weak labor market today means both there's a lot of unemployment, but on top of that, people aren't quitting their jobs, so there aren't new openings for young people. The usual churn, which doesn't seem that meaningful, is actually very valuable to young people as they discover what things they are good at, whether it's, you know, working in a hospital and learning about science, then going on to further education, whether it's working in a manufacturing plant. And we have currently not only a weak labor market, but a sclerotic one, not creating those types of opportunities for young people.
So you say that this means, you know, this kind of lost generation, lost decade produces more poverty down the road, even as we're seeing record poverty now, which isn't, you know, we're also in a time in this country where our poverty is clustered somewhat. We're not all able to feel it the way people living it
yes.
are.
So it's, you know, highly concentrated. Unemployment is highly concentrated, a huge fraction, but it's still a minority of American households are unemployed or have a bread earner who is out of work. And this is invisible to many of us. But it's so broad right now that even the median household has had declining income in recent years because hours of work have been going down, raises have not been going up. So it's even broader than the poverty and the unemployment.
Yeah. We talked about how more families with kids are in poverty than the elderly. People are saying that we're shifting some of our help from young children and families to the elderly, even though we would want to care for the elderly as well. But the census found women marrying later, more grandparents caring for grandchildren. Just briefly, how does this lost decade affect the family?
Well, it creates a lot of difficulties for the family. Certainly, the Social Security system has been successful, and elderly poverty is much lower than it had been in the past. But for young people and for young families, we moved to a work-based system of the safety net since the 1990s, which in the booming late 1990s was very effective. But when there are no jobs, a work-based safety net doesn't work very well. And what that means is difficulty. Women and men find it a tough time to keep a stable relationship without someone doing well in the labor market.
Well, just ask you about that. Welfare reform came during the Clinton administration. You served in that administration. And everyone thought it was a good idea to help people step out of poverty by requiring that they work in order to receive, in most cases, in order to receive government assistance. And now the jobs aren't there. So just briefly, I mean, you've let out a laid out a really depressing scenario. What are some short-term, what can be done in the short term to hedge some of these poverty numbers as they rise?
Right. Well, certainly in the short term, the biggest thing we need is a stronger macroeconomy and more firms hiring. So basically consumers are, strapped and scared and high debt. State and local governments, are facing huge budgetary problems. Firms are hesitant to hire because they don't see demand for their products. Basically, the federal government is the only place we can turn to now to try to stimulate spending.
The political will is not there right now.
But the other thing is when we reformed welfare in the 90s, this is forgotten, the original Clinton administration plan required work but had a job at the end. If you made a good faith effort to find work but there were no jobs available, we would guarantee a public sector or community service job. That was the part that was killed in 1996. So in a booming economy like the late 90s where the unemployment rate was 4%, that can work reasonably well. But we were always worried then that if we saw an economy like today, a work-based, an earning of tax credit changes an $8 an hour job into an $11 an hour job. But if there are no $8 an hour jobs out there, it's not very helpful.
That's Harvard's economic professor Larry Katz, also former chief labor economist under Bill Clinton, talking about lost decade, lost generation. And just briefly, we just have a couple of seconds, but what advice would you give, to those people who now see themselves in this lost generation?
I would say to the extent you can, staying in school is, the labor market is weak. The long-run trends are valuing skills with higher education. That's the one place. And the worry is families not having the resources to send kids. And, being willing to take a job, even if it's not your ideal now, to build up some experience when they are available is really a necessary thing to do.
I'm still struck by that. What first 4 or 5 years after you graduate are the most important years in your life and job. So do something. Learn some skill. Again, Harvard Economics Professor Larry Katz, thanks so much.